All right, so welcome to our pre-show. And today, and I didn't mean to do this, and this is a fucking air conditioner. today we have an encore from 2014, one that our curator, Rory McLeod, calls the greatest. Am I reading this right, Rory? One of the best shows of all time. What happened today was that we were having more work done trying to get a cable box installed, and never really were able to do that. We did get some cabling run from downstairs all the way to the top to our studio, and all this shit was taking time and effort. In the meantime, just a lot of other stuff going on, man. So I'm, you know, as we've moved here to Florida, as much as we're trying to get back on a normal track, it's been a challenge. But in any event, today the show should be really good. It's as I said, it's been adjudicated as one of the best of all time. Excuse me for yelling, but that's what I do. All right. By the way, we just saw a movie called Las Palmas. Have you seen this? It's on Netflix. And it follows a Norwegian family, Norwegian or Swedish, I think they're a Norwegian family on vacation on an island off of Spain. I think it's an island in the Canary Islands called Las Palmas, a famous island because there's a volcano on this island that has erupted a couple of times before. Once in 1949, that was devastating. Another time in 2021, this movie is based on that, but it follows this family. And it also follows the geologists that live and work on this island of Las Palmas. Geologists that are, some are Spanish, there are some that are also Norwegian, I guess because the movie was produced by a Norwegian company. Some that are, you know, different nationalities, but they all man this geological institute monitoring the activity, the seismic activity on this island, because it has a volcano that has erupted twice before. What you're doing is you're following this family and the kind of the challenges this family has in terms of the fact that the dad ran off. So this is a stepdad that's taking care of everybody. The mom, the daughter is this young lady is gay. She's coming into not just a realization that she's gay. She's coming into her adulthood and the freedom that will afford her in terms of her relationships. The son, the little boy, is autistic. The mother and the husband, the stepfather, are trying to work out their relationship because it's been rocky. And all this shit is kind of the backdrop. And then we have the geologists themselves, a young lady who has a brother who's living with her on the island, and he's been in, you know, various forms of... She's kind of an older sister taking care of him. He himself loves nature. He does an awful lot of snorkeling. He likes to dive and study wildlife. There's an older geologist who... You know, once before had predicted disaster and was wrong. And because he had predicted disaster and everybody marshaled and tried to get the hell off the island, and it turned out he was wrong, a lot of the people panicked and a lot of people died as a result of the panic. So he has now become very reluctant to jump the gun on any announcements. And yet here is now news that there's another tsunami, there's another volcanic explosion expected. And you better goddamn get well out in front of this because people are going to die. And he doesn't want to do it because he knows what he did the last time he fucked up. So there's that shit going on. But it's really well acted, and the story is great. And I won't go further into it than what I just did. But I will say that it gets a little on the melodramatic side. That much I didn't like. But overall, we dug it. We watched another movie the other night called Brick. German? Was it made in Germany? Fucking great. People wake up one morning and their entire housing, their apartment building has been bricked in. They're surrounded by they open the window, there's this brick structure. Not exactly, but a brick-like structure. They can't go out the doors, they can't go out the windows, they have to figure out how to defeat this thing. That was really fucking great. So, you want to know the good shit on Netflix, just follow me, baby. Follow Phil. Say, what do you think about